Good morning. We're continuing with Chiyodim Klaus HaMaches. And we're learning Simon Chaf Aleph. And we like to talk about the halachas of Geniza. So, in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah tells us that upon the entrance into Eretz Yisrael, Klai Yisrael has mitzvahs asay to destroy the Vodazoras from the land. The Mizbechas have to be destroyed. The trees have to be cut down, etc. The pasuk continues and says, "Lo sasu kein l'shem l'keichem." So the pasuk says, "V'ibadatem eshrom minim akemahu." You're going to remove any type of name of the avodah zarah, which means the physical presence, and even the idea of the. We know that they changed the names from cities named after avodah zarah. Totally, any zecher of the avodah zarah is removed. But the Torah says it in the language of "V'ibadatem eshrom minim akemahu." Then the pasuk continues and says, "Lo sasu kein l'Hashem alokeichem." Don't do that to Hashem. So that includes destruction of anything which is a place of kodesh. So a person removes a stone from the mizbeach. We said that the pasuk said before you should break down the mizbeachos of the avodah zarah. Person removes a stone from the mizbeach of the Beis Hamikdash is over this lav of lo sasu kein. But the pasuk also says, "V'ibadatem eshrom shmom min ha'makamahu." So, a person is meichik Hashem's name. Meichik is Hashem is over this lav of lo sasun kein l'Hashem elokeichem. So, the pasuk, the iser of lo sasun kein, includes both acts of destruction to the physical presence of makamahs of kedusha, like the mizbeach, and it also includes the iser of meichik Hashem. The Ramah in the end of Simek Kuf Nun Beis talks about if a person would take off any part of the actual Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. If a person is ma'abed, a stone from the person's playing around, and you know he's hands are busy, and he pulls out a stone from the wall of the Beis HaKnesses. It was a little bit loose. Tugs at it, and pulls it out. Zakhtar Ramah, you're over the Isser of Lo Sasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem. Is this a deraisadik inclusion or a derabonadik inclusion in this Isser? That's not clear. The Ramah and Ram seems to understand that this is a din deraisa. So a person would damage any part of the actual binyan. Person is over Lo Sasun Kein. If a person takes it out for the purpose of fixing it, that's not an act of ibud, it's an act of tikkun. So a person is not over this iser of Lo Sasun Kein. That's a fair is there in the Ramah. If the purpose of this is for the purpose of tikkun, person is not over the iser. But continuing in this thought, there's an iser of Mechikas Hashem. What is Mechikas Hashem? What does it include Mechikas Hashem? It includes the seven names of Hashem, which are, that Chazal said, have Kedusha intrinsic in the name, as opposed to the name of Rachum V'Chanun. Those are descriptions of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but they're not a unique name to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the name of Hashem Avaya, written with a Yud and then a Hey, etc., or the Shem Adnus, written with an Aleph and a Dalet, and the Shem Elikim, Kael, different forms of Elikim, Elika, etc., Tzvokos and Shakai. If a person erases any part of that those names, the person is over this. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah continues and he says if a person is ma'abed kisvei kodesh, even if there's no damage to the Shem Hashem, which is written in the kisvei kodesh, or Megillas Esther doesn't have a Shem Hashem written in it, he gets makas martis. However, the Rambam, in his introduction to the Yadah Chazaka, it makes a list of all of the mitzvahs which are included in there. And the Rambam in mitzvahs Loisaseh Samacheh says a person which is Ma'abed Kisvei HaKodesh is over the Isir of Loisasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem. This Isir of Loisasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem includes being Ma'abed the Kisvei HaKodesh. Now that's not really clear how to answer the steer in the Rambams. There are different approaches in that. I'll bring you the language of the Rambam. Mitzalos is a samachay yishlo la'abed beis hamikdash about the kinesias about the midrashas. So the Rambam learns that the sort of damaging the beis hakneses or beis hamedrash is the rabbanon. The raisa. V'chenin moich ken Hashem is hamikudashim. V'ma'abed es kisvei hakodesh. Person can't be moich one of the names which are mekudesh, and it can't be ma'abed kisvei hakodesh. Shem rabed to abdun. Lo sasu ken l'shem elokeichem. Mishabura in the Simon Kuflan Dalit quotes this Rambam. The Magen Rom quotes this Rambam, and the Mishabura quotes the Magen Rom is quoting this Rambam. But the Rambam says that person is ma'abed kisvi akurdish is over this at the rise of losasun kein l'shem elokeichem. The Prima Gadim says that it's only if it's written the klaf ubediyoy, so it has the full kedushas kisvi akurdish, will then be considered an issur d'oraisa of being ma'abed, otherwise it'll only be an issur d'rabbanan. So practically for most of us in that situation, if you're dealing with Swarim, would not have this same level of an issur d'oraisa, but it would be an issur d'rabbanan to be ma'abed kisvi HaKadosh. We'll clarify more about this in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.